Manu Patra alerts dated the 20th of March 2020. Supreme Court is dismissed as not maintainable the miscellaneous applications challenging the directions and clarifications issued by the Karnataka government in implementing the Karnataka extension of consequential seniority to government servants promoted on the basis of reservations to the posts in the Civil Services of the State Act 2018. Supreme Court has observed that the High Court in the exercise of jurisdiction under Article 226 of the Constitution of India, 1949 can pass an order interdicting the legal fiction engrafted in legislation provided the legal fiction had not come into operation. The Court has reiterated that the power of the High Court under Article 226 cannot be taken away or abridged by any contrary provision in a statute. Supreme Court has observed that demand for additional tax under subsection 1A of section 143 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 can only be invoked when the lesser amount stated in the return filed by the assessee is a result of an attempt to evade tax lawfully payable by the assessee. Supreme Court has stayed the general orders passed by the High Courts of Allahabad and Kerala which restrained the centre from recovering revenue dues such as goods and services tax and income tax till the 6th of April, 2020. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain the petition filed by the comedian Kunal Kamrad challenging the travel ban imposed on him by Indigo Airlines, Air India and Vistara. The court has told him to approach the appropriate authority with his grievance. Himachal Pradesh High Court has held that elected representatives cannot have a right to claim that a particular employee is posted at a particular station and that the choice is to be made by the administrative head and not by the legislators. Supreme Court has ordered the Kamal Nath-led Congress government in Madhya Pradesh to face a floor test by 5 p.m. on the 20th of March, 2020 in the assembly by a show of hands of members, and has asked police chiefs of Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh to ensure security for the 16 rebel Congress ministers of Legislative Assembly if they choose to participate in the voting by coming to Bhopal from Bengaluru. Supreme Court has observed that a High Court is empowered to pass appropriate orders including the surrender of passport to ensure the presence of the parties in the contempt proceedings. Supreme Court has dismissed the final plea of the convicts in the Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case challenging the rejection of mercy petition of Pawan Gupta by the President in a special midnight hearing. Supreme Court has granted bail to a person whose bail application was rejected by the High Court even though the police had filed a closure report, reiterating that bail is the rule and jail is the exception. Delhi High Court has directed the Commissioner of Income Tax, CIT, to examine the claims and grant refunds to Ericsson. The court has also held that the entire amount, with the approval of the Principal Commissioner of Income Tax to the withholding of the refund amount, should be completed within 6 weeks and in case of failure, the respondents shall transmit the amount including the interest to the petitioner without awaiting any further orders. Kerala High Court has directed the government to take measures to control the price rise of the essential commodities, like face masks and hand sanitizers, and ensure an adequate supply of the said commodities in the state of Kerala, subject to the manufacturing capacity. Kerala High Court has passed a general order staying all coercive steps for recovery in income tax, value-added tax, goods and services tax, building tax, motor vehicle tax, land revenue, securitization and reconstruction of financial assets and enforcement of securities in trust. SARFESI matters till the 6th of April, 2020. Securities and Exchange Board of India has eased compliance requirements for listed companies, including allowing an additional 45 days to file their fourth quarter results and a further 1 month for annual results. Securities and Exchange Board of India has provided exemptions for offshore funds from submitting physical forms in wake of the corona outbreak, allowing foreign portfolio investors to submit scanned or electronic documents for various purposes including renewal of their license and annual compliance documents.